Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
Recording till pie.
Yes.
Yummy.
Yes.
Smells so good.
This
in here
could
right
be
now.
The shortest episode. It could be a very long episode, but we're going to eat pie immediately
it
after.
It ends with apple pie, though.
We may end up eating pie during. Who knows?
I was not looking just now when we started the episode and almost said something that would have had to have been cut immediately out of the gate. So just so you know, when you signal that we're going to be recording, please make sure that I'm looking so that I don't say something horrible. Something worse than normal.
All right, well then, Jeff, just say now. We're recording.
Gotcha.
All right, cool.
I'm well aware. I heard the welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast part. That's how I know that the show has started. You know how else I know that the show has started?
Theme music.
You got it.
Good.
I'm looking forward to pie.
And
that goes without saying.
How are you doing? Jackass.
Good. Oh, great. My name is Dave, by the way.
I'm also looking forward to talking to Dave.
Me too.
Well, they was words that have never been uttered ever. Ever.
By not anyone.
Even, by anyone, including my girlfriend. That's never been said.
So, including your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Not,
speaking of whom.
Right. Not fiance, not
nope.
wife.
Yeah, which is
nope.
a load
Still
of bullshit.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
I believe she's a
lovely human.
Yes,
she is.
Indeed.
Patience of a saint. Mm-hmm.
But I believe you have something for us this week?
I do. We went out on Thursday night. I went to her in Jersey, and we went out for...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it
win
is.
Win some, you lose some, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For the amount that he does for me, yeah. it's...
For
know.
All the win
Listen,
he has,
right.
going to Jersey is a pretty small loss.
It really is. So we're out for drinks, and she goes, hey, Dave, I got a question for you. Now,
will you marry me?
No. that was not the question. I'm pretty sure this was a trap question. Like, no matter how I answer this question... I'm wrong.
Anytime you open your mouth,
yeah.
here.
In fairness, anytime anyone asks you anything, you're probably wrong.
That's true. But this is like an opinion question.
Ah,
so
those are the good ones.
I feel like she was trapping me.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. So what I want you guys to do, I'm going to ask you guys the question, and I want you guys to answer what you would answer to, for Jeff, your wife, and Ed, if you would answer this to... Your
so somebody dumb
future.
Enough to date me?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she goes that she was...
He was trying not to insult you, and he made it so much worse.
He really did.
That he could not think of anything. So, sorry, but go ahead.
Anyway, so she goes, all right. So she was talking to her, I guess, co-workers on the playground. She works at a school. And they were talking about...
I would hope. Or a really cool office that has a playground. Either one sounds good.
Yeah. So anyway, she's like, if you were, you know, you're single, right? And you go to a bar and meet someone. You know, you hook up, but you don't go all the way. You just kind of make out and stuff like that.
Just hand stuff.
Hand stuff, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Nothing too exciting.
A little over the pants HJ.
Yeah.
Right.
But for some reason, now this...
An over the pants squeezer, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
So anyway, so, you know, after this, you exchange numbers, you end up, you know, talking quite a bit. You end up becoming friends. Nothing serious comes out of it. And this person asks you... To marry for a green card.
Okay.
This person that you met at the bar, who's now your friend for a while, how much money would it take to marry that person? You're single. In this situation, you're single. So you have to be married for about 5 years.
So, Jeff, when your wife asks you as you're single...
Yeah. So she asked me this. Now there's more.
My wife married me so I could get a green card. By the way,
like, how much money would it require for you to put your, you know, personal life on hold for 5 years and fake this marriage? It is clear that it's a green card marriage, and after they get the green card, you get the money, and you're off on your merry way. Now, we're assuming it's about 5 years that you're in this thing.
Okay, we're assuming it's about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What is, I need, what are the rules of this marriage? What are the rules of engagement here?
The rules of the marriage are, you have to do just enough to prove to the laws that be, whatever laws there are in regards to this.
And
to
the Lord.
Yes.
Right.
And
of course the Lord.
So that way they can get the green card. You have to just follow any laws for them to get the green card. So living together, that, you know.
Do you have feelings for this person?
Not really. You're friends, but not really.
Then who cares?
It's like a intermittent, like, you talk every now and then.
Is this someone that you want to hump?
No, not necessarily, no. You had the opportunity, you passed up on it.
Really?
Yeah, you passed up.
Okay, what about...
Already in the world of fiction for Jeff.
What about... Yeah. What about, what about in the rules of extramarital humping over the course of this? Like, you know, what do you have, do you give that all up for 5 years?
No. In this particular one, you do not give it up.
Wow.
You can do what you want on the outside.
Okay.
But obviously, you're not going to get into any long-term relationships because you're married. Like,
right.
Not many girls are going to be like, yeah, true, I'll date you. You're married. I don't care. No matter what you tell them about the green card and the money.
But true. Okay.
So how much, you know, you're putting your life on hold. We're estimating 5 years.
How
much money would it take?
I don't know. I don't know if it would take... I don't know what to
like,
say
if
to
I'm,
that.
If I'm friends with somebody... And
you're not wait, like friends.
Well,
friends.
Like, okay, but...
Okay, so it's not...
So it's like...
Like this is not like your best friend.
No.
Or,
but
oh,
it's
so
someone that
is,
you met at a bar that you've talked occasionally to for a couple months. That's really what
okay.
it comes down to.
I got you.
You didn't hang out again after that one bar thing.
All right.
Well, here's the important question. Were they good at making out?
Nah. They were
then
mediocre.
This country doesn't need them, so
they're
no.
mediocre. So no money. There's no amount of money that would
that's not
matter.
True. There's a lot of I'm really.
But that's what
I
the question
a,
is. How much money
does whore,
it take?
So.
To now realize, think about your age. What? How old are you? 30?
33. Thanks for reminding me.
No problem. So
pending mortality. That's
so you're.
So I'm dying
at,
alone, and I'm old. Thanks,
so
Dave.
So you're looking at by the end of this, you're 38. Does it matter? How much money? It's a simple question.
So, I would say... I would say... To me, do something like that, it would have to be a life-changing amount
of money.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I have two answers. To me, say, doubling my salary for the next 5 years is life-changing.
Okay.
Okay? So...
Right, I would do that too. So zero times shit.
So for nothing. No, but doubling my salary for the next 5 years would, I would go ahead and I would do it.
You would do it. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a second answer.
I have another one. That's if I'm single.
Yes. No. Yes. Yeah, so there's a second part to this.
I would divorce my wife. Marry this green card person for 5 years if it was enough money that I never had to work another day.
Okay, there's a second part to this, and we'll get into that.
Okay.
Ed, I need your answer as far as money goes.
I'm going to agree with Jeff. If they can double Jeff's salary and give that to me, I will take it.
And there you go.
Okay, so now you're not single.
I'm...
So now you're not single, all right? You are in a relationship, married, whatever, and this happens to you.
$500 million.
$500 million.
No way.
Plus the amount.
I would do it for way less than that.
I thought you were being a good husband for a second.
No, I would do it for way. If you
now in this case you don't have to consummate with her. You don't have to do anything.
Oh.
It's literally yeah. I know, right? It's
I'm
unfortunate.
Just kidding.
But like, so you're not technically cheating on your wife. You are. Literally just helping this person out.
I don't know. My wife's pretty cool. I feel like...
Would you ask her first?
Yeah. I would... No, I would tell... I would let her know. Like, yeah. I would inform yeah. her more yeah. so than... Because, listen, if it was enough money that's starting right now,
mm-hmm.
we could both quit jobs.
Yeah.
I think she'd be in for it.
Okay.
I think she'd be in for it. And let me tell you something. If she's not, then she's selfish and not the woman I thought I married. Either way, it's over.
It's over. Now, we'll change it again, because this is what Lisa did to me. All okay. Right? Then she says, all right, now you have to have sex with this girl.
And you're married?
And you're with someone. Not for you, you're married, because that's your situation. For me, it was, you know, I'm with Lisa right now.
There's your trap.
Yeah, there's my trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you have to do that.
Oh, man.
I had a creative answer for this one. But your turn.
Was it shitting your pants and running away? Because that was probably the best answer.
Yeah. I need enough money to design one of those fucking Men in Black flasher things. Otherwise, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker, right? Yeah, I said
$500 million.
$500 million, yeah. Yeah. Now, she said if she was single, it was $200,000 for her.
Okay.
If she was single, $200,000, she'd be fine with marrying, giving up 5 years, no problem, $200,000.
See, to me, that's like just starting with, you want to give me a hand job. Mm-hmm. That's just like, shoot for the stars. Let that be your fallback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
No, I agree. I agree.
Self-respect.
I said $10 million. I don't want to throw away 5 years of my life to someone that I know. I said $10 million. I don't want to throw away.
You're an even bigger idiot.
Why?
$10 million? Wait, are we talking $10 million a year?
No, just for the 5 years. Give me $10 million.
$500 million. Straight down the line.
Way too much.
Nah.
I don't know, man.
Listen.
$10 million is life changing enough. You can serve. You know, you're.
Let me
ask
something.
If I can't encrust my nipples in diamonds, it's not worth it.
You could do it in rhinestones mm-hmm. for less.
What do I look like? Some
a guy
slut
that
on the Jersey
encrust
Shore?
His nipples in rhinestones that would bedazzle his nipples. So let me ask something for me.
Yeah, go for it.
Now, I'm not single.
No, you're not.
In the scenario where I'm single,
yep,
is it that my marriage has ended, or am I like back in time to before
you're
marriage
back,
and kids?
For this circumstance, you are back in time before you never got together with your wife at all. Like you don't, you know, that was never
okay,
a thing.
So that was never
a
and
thing.
And how old am I?
Well, yeah, that
am I my current age?
You're your current age, yeah. So oof. You're single, 33, whatever you are. And five, you know, it's 5 years.
Yeah, I think I have to change my answer.
Okay.
I'd have to live exactly the way I wanted, which isn't crazy. I don't need $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to live exactly how I want for the rest of my life without ever having to work.
Okay. Yeah.
And I do it.
Okay. That makes sense.
I could probably do that for... I probably do that. That's probably $10 million.
That's what I figure. $10 million is a great number.
That's probably a good number.
Now she said. Now her answer on the other one, where she is not single and she is with me, her answer was $5 million. So she answered lower than me, which was good. I felt like I answered right because I answered with a higher number.
There's no
wait.
Right?
Did she say?
Wait. No. Wait. Hold on a second. What was the price if she was
200,
single?
$200,000.
$200,000. Okay.
Yeah. She said $200,000 for a single.
Imagine if it was
with
$500 million for single and $7.50 if she was with you.
Yeah.
At one point, did she say, okay, what if you're in a relationship with a man who's dragging his feet?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that kind of circumstance, so I don't know.
I'll be honest with you.
It was a fun bar conversation.
If it was enough money that I never had to work again, I would marry a man for 5 years. Yeah. No questions asked.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff. What you doing later?
Listen. Let me know. Let me know.
I mean, I don't need a green card. I just need a big spoon. That's all I'm looking for.
I can do that.
Yes. It's easy enough.
I can do that. I like Little Spoon better, but, you know, mm-hmm.
You look
right.
Like a Little Spoon kind of guy.
I do.
Yeah. I'm definitely
Because I'm like
Spoon.
A cannonball.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a Little Spoon, 100%.
I feel like you have Big Spoon written all over you.
Me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I do. I'm an excellent cuddler. I excel at that, but I much prefer a Little Spoon.
Okay. Jesus. Who
wow.
Who'd be a Big Spoon for you? a proper big spoon for you, you're talking about...
Chris Hemsworth is really all you got.
I was going to say, you're talking about a large individual.
Yeah.
You meant height-wise, right? Not like you're not calling me super fat, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I'm talking about like height-wise, right, to fit checking. Properly.
Just checking.
Fit properly, you need some wingspan.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Bit of length, you know?
Yep.
In all areas?
Right.
Hey-o.
This just in, the pie is done, but it's cooling. So we're not there yet, folks.
All right. We're getting there, though.
Yeah, we are. So that means we gotta keep going until it's cooled completely, right?
Yes. Yes, all right. And.
All right.
Yes, and.
Throwback right there.
Yeah.
God almighty. So I need a little bit of advice.
Yeah.
As enjoyable as this, the complete silence probably was.
I emptied my tank. I'm done. So.
I do need a little bit of advice.
Yeah.
All right,
so my... not from you, Dave.
I didn't think so, but I'm going to offer my unsolicited advice either way.
So my... The charging port on my iPhone...
Yeah.
...has gotten a little loosey-goosey.
Ooh.
And the wire just kind of falls out.
That's a problem.
They no longer clip in very well.
Did you try a new wire?
I have. I've tried multiple. Okay. Multiple wires.
Have you tried, I don't know, taking it out to dinner, trying to rekindle the romance?
I did. I did.
Oh, and that didn't work either?
I talked nicely to it.
Mm. Might need
just
some...
keeps kicking it out, huh?
Tried to, you know, clean the dust out of it. All of that, nothing.
Yeah, a dusty port is never good.
Yeah.
No, don't want that. You got to avoid those dusty ports. Let me see this
pajama. What do I do?
Yep. We're gonna
just
watch.
Just let it hit the floor. Can't get worse.
Ed is inspecting Jeff's phone right now. Scintillating, I tell you. Scintillating.
Yeah. This is gonna make for some excellent radio.
I didn't realize it was going down like this.
But Ed has an entire, like, you know.
Oh yeah,
couch
that is.
Of stuff.
See,
going
that is
there.
A. That's the connection between the lightning port and the board.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds expensive.
It is.
That's like a solid, what, 200?
Yep.
250?
200.
I actually have insurance on this phone, just realized.
Through who?
Verizon.
All right.
Easy peasy.
I mean, you just got to pay see how much the deductible is, obviously, but.
Well, this is the thing. I still don't understand how these fucking cell phone upgrades work.
Mm.
I don't want the 7.
Yeah.
Because Ed has touted next year's 10-year anniversary.
So let's have a conversation about that, because I'm starting to think I might be a little bit wrong.
Really?
About how that's going to go down. Now, I do believe that next year's iPhone will be a significant change.
Like form factor-wise, right?
Yes. But the first problem you're going to have is there's only so many things you can do to a rectangle with a screen. So the same problem you have with TVs. There's not, like, what are you going to do?
Make it a triangle.
Make it 3D and then put a curve in it and then say it's 4K. You can't do that on a phone. It's not really going to work out very well. But more importantly, I don't think that they're really going to, unless if they're doing it for getting rid of the number after it to clean up the line, because having the iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 Plus, and the iPhone SE, and then the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 6S Plus, it's a real
messy lineup.
Yeah, it's getting to be to the point of just grossness.
Okay.
So I kind of think dropping it to being the SE, the iPhone, and the iPhone Plus would make more sense.
Okay.
Change
in name. Don't give a flying fuck about that.
Right. Unless they do that, I don't think it's going to be as acknowledged as it could be. If it were any other company, I think it would be a huge 10 years of iPhone, skibbidibbidibbid. I don't think that's going to be their play, I think, because they're not really a... When they had their 40th anniversary as a company, they did a 40-year recap in 40 seconds and never mentioned it again.
Okay. But now, my question...
That said, I mean, it is their biggest product and it is their you know, highest revenue generator. So,
and now they've also missed, I feel like, the last two, possibly three quarters projections on the iPhone.
Well, this one they may not because of the Samsung.
Well, they also aren't. They didn't.
Well, the next one they may not, but yeah. Q3 they did.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Q2 they did. They missed their sales targets.
They did miss their sales targets, but those sales targets were inflated unjustly due to the boom of the iPhone 6. When they changed the sizes and gave you two different sizes, the 6 just went into the stratosphere. There wasn't going to be that sort of pent-up demand for an iPhone after that's done.
Okay.
The only way that you're going to have that is if they get rid of the bezel and make it a screen-to-screen, an edge-to-edge screen, and thus you get more real estate in the same form factor, then you could probably get...
I just want them to give me a phone that I don't have to fucking put a case on because it's not going to break every time I drop it.
Well, there's an interesting bullshit article today from a ass clown in Silicon Valley about how they're going to do... the next phone was going to be basically just a projection on a piece of Gorilla Glass, and everything was going to be in the bezel, which doesn't sound at all feasible to me.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. This is also the asshole that for the longest time had his Twitter profile picture, him screaming in a shower wearing Google Glass. So I think he's about as intelligent as a dish sponge.
This guy seems really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like he could buy and sell us a million times over, but he's doesn't strike me as somebody that's really in tune to the way that Apple would do things.
I would marry him for a green card, though.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? Depending on where I'm going back to, I probably wouldn't. Like, if it's, you know, Fallujah, probably would.
Right.
If it's Mexico, definitely not.
Mexico is rough these days.
I know. I'm aware. I'd still... Still take it.
Wow.
Basically, anywhere outside of, like, where I'm definitely going to just step off a plane and probably get blown up because of a war, I would do it.
I don't know, man. I feel like...
Send me to Moscow.
That's fine. I feel like most countries, someone like you stepping out of a plane is going to get kidnapped or blown up or something.
I'd probably take that over being married to this guy.
You're not well-liked worldwide.
I mean, I am, but my people are not.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a real... Not real inviting for honkies anymore, yeah. Which I'm 100% okay with. Because as we all know, I only have one prejudice, and it's against white people. And I'm
that's a good point.
Real white,
super duper white.
Elmer's glue bullies me.
So I still
Snow
don't
looks
know.
At me and goes, "Bitch, get a tan. What's going on here?" I blend into paper.
Wait. Not all paper is white.
Not all paper.
Okay, right. Standard printer paper. Does that help you?
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
All right. Good printer paper or like the Office Max brand that comes out kind of ivory?
Good printer paper.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Even the glossy stuff, I just go, because the light just bounces right off me. That's how pale I am.
Because you are pale and shiny, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You do have a nice glisten to you.
I do.
So
I do have a sheen.
A Charlie sheen.
Remember when that was a relevant thing in 2011? Good times, guys.
Yes. Although, he is a medical marvel, by the way.
Yeah. He is.
He's got everything.
Bless his heart.
So, all right. So back to my iPhone conundrum here. I just don't know. Am I better off going for the set? Although, the promotions on the 7 right now are nothing.
Yeah, it's those are the sorts of things you got to jump on like right when they hit.
So,
I just see how much of the deductible is and have it swap it out for.
I know I had an issue with my phone. I have AT&T. They have this thing, vanishing deductibles. So if you haven't put in a claim.
Like Allstate?
Yeah, it's like Allstate. So originally my deductible was like $250 when I first bought my phone. Now it was like, I think it was like $92 I paid for a deductible because my battery wasn't lasting at all. $92 got a brand new iPhone 6.
Okay. How much would a new... I got to look, because, again, the pricing is all fucking weird.
Yeah.
I feel like that has a lot to do with the sales as well.
Yes. Well, people, now that you don't have a two-year upgrade plan on anything anymore, it's, you know, you're paying is you either buy the phone outright or you've got a lease plan. People are keeping phones for much longer.
Yeah, stupid.
Yep. Instead of 2 years, it's, you know, some are three.
I'm surprised that the phone manufacturers went for that.
Phone manufacturers had no say in it.
I'm surprised that they didn't take more of a stand in that, I should say.
The only one that could take a stand in that would be Apple. And what do they care? Because people that have iPhones are going to keep getting iPhones anyway.
Mm, okay. Mm. All right. That makes sense.
Once you're locked into the ecosystem, trying to... like for the 30 seconds, I was like, maybe I'd look at an Android phone. Realizing how much money I'd have to spend on rebuying all my software, I was like...
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's so expensive.
And 90% of my software isn't available on Android. Come on.
Android's garbage, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I will say... yeah, and that's all the good things I have to say about Android right there.
Exactly.
It was pretty... I know it was a long list.
Really in
do you like do you like resetting your phone every 4 weeks? Get Android.
Do I? Hey, you know what I really want? A phone with just programs that were thrown in by the carrier that I don't give a shit about. Like NASCAR. Can I get that?
Can I get an all NASCAR phone?
Please.
So, man.
My favorite part about Android is the you're not sure if you're going to get the update because you bought your phone 1 month ahead of the person sitting right next to you. So he got the update, but I didn't. And then a month later, I do get the update, but it's not the full update. And it doesn't really work. So
I will say
That isn't necessarily who bought it first. It's usually you bought a Samsung phone with the exact same specs as an LG phone, and the LG phone probably got it, and the Samsung phone definitely didn't, because TouchWiz hasn't been updated since Android, like, 2, because TouchWiz is hot garbage.
I don't even know what TouchWiz is.
TouchWiz is the bullshit that Samsung puts on top of Android, because just regular Android, I actually don't completely hate.
But what has it? What does the Pixel have it?
The Pixel has it, the Google Play Store edition phones used to have it, and the Nexuses. Nexi? I don't know.
I thought that the Pixel replaced the Nexus phone.
It did.
It did. Yeah. Oh, okay. You're talking about...
historically.
Gotcha. I was going to say, one thing about upgrades that I do like, it seems to me with Apple that you get the newest upgrade for quite some time.
You do.
You know, like...
I mean, wasn't this the first one that didn't do the 4S or something like that, I think?
I think it was the first one that didn't do the 5.
No, my mom has the 5 still.
Yeah.
And got the upgrade. Now, obviously not all the features, but...
Because the iPod Touch has the same board as the 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think
it's
this
the same. It's the same form factor as the 5.
Because I have the original. I have the original iPad Mini.
Yeah.
And this was the first upgrade that I did not get.
So do my parents. Yep.
So that's
awesome.
Quite some time,
and it runs pretty well on my mom's phone. Now my mom's phone's battery and stuff shot, but the new iOS works perfect.
And unlike the Minis, it wasn't working exactly perfectly. But if you turn off like the You have to turn off some stuff.
Yeah.
But...
it's reasonable.
Who gives a shit about the animations?
Yeah.
Half the time, the animation's just there to annoy me anyway.
That's true. I guess I'll... I have to go to Best Buy to return a toaster.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
What happened to it?
Did it burn your toast?
So...
that son of a bitch.
My wife loves purple. Loves the color purple.
Okay.
The actual color or the show the color purple?
All the above.
Okay,
wife's like Prince.
All right.
So I don't remember when, but we had gotten a purple toaster.
Nice.
And when we moved, could not find this toaster. So despite me saying it's in the old microwave, because I had packed it in the old microwave, despite me saying that a couple of times, still couldn't find this toaster.
Okay.
Really needed one, so I bought a toaster the other day. 3 days later, found the fucking toaster
right
in the microwave. So now I have to go and return it, which gives me an excuse to go and take a look at the iPhone 7 Plus, though.
Yeah.
The iPhone 7 is not worth it. The iPhone 7 Plus might be.
The iPhone 7 Plus, the portrait effect on the camera.
Yeah.
So dope.
I just want the bigger phone.
I do love the bigger phone, which is weird because I made fun of people for liking bigger phones forever. But then I remembered that the last phone...
You were all over the 6 Plus when it came out.
No, 6S Plus.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant.
The 6 Plus. I got the 6 as a regular 6.
Yes.
Both because I was like, I don't need a phone that's that big. And also because it was like $150 more. I was like, I'm not spending that money. Well, what do I look like? So,
are you an old prospector?
Yeah. I didn't find any gold this week. But when I do, when I strike that gold, woo-wee, then just start dancing.
He's full of voices and characters, all that.
I'm really tired, so I'm just pulling them all.
He's also got one of those sweatshirts that has the thumb holes in the sleeves.
Not only that, guys, this is my Black Panther hoodie. So
yes, it is.
It's my Black Panther, book character. Not like the Black Panthers.
No, folks, Ed has not joined the Black Panthers.
You are zipping the microphone wire. There you go. It looks good on you, though. I like the ears on the hood.
It feels good. It's a nice hoodie. And underneath it, I'm wearing my Squirrel Girl t-shirt.
I noticed that. Mm-hmm. I noticed that also.
Squirrel Girl with tippy toe. Her squirrel friend.
There you go.
Okay.
Makes sense that Squirrel Girl would have a friend that's a squirrel.
Yep.
I went to take the garbage out and noticed a little muddy print on top of the garbage pail. Mm. Trying to tell myself that it was a squirrel, but if it was, it is the biggest motherfucking squirrel that I've ever seen. I don't know what it was. It's probably a raccoon.
It's probably Dave.
Which I hate. Yeah. But... I guess it could be worse.
I don't really have a problem with raccoons. Possums, I despise.
Oh, my God.
Why is that?
They're ugly.
They're mean, and they're little bitches, and they, like, hiss at my dog, and then I want to just go and punch them in the face because nobody hisses at my dog,
my little son of a bitch. My brother's got a big-ass husky.
Yeah.
And...
So jealous.
This big bastard has caught a couple of different animals, yep. And I think it caught a possum once and fucking ruined this possum's whole life, man. My brother, they get worried about the dog, you know, possum has this rodent or whatever it is.
Marsupial.
It is a marsupial, right?
Yep.
So this stupid...
I don't know why I know that, but I do.
I did too. When I called it a rodent, I said, I know it's not, even though it looks like it, this son of a bitch. So... I think my brother said, like, it had this, like, lifeless possum, like, dangling. It was, like, throwing it up in the air and stuff. Like, that's damn. Awesome. Like, that is crazy. But I think they actually, like, had to take, you know, make sure the dog was okay.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Got that checked. Yeah.
Signs and stuff. Stupid son of a bitch possum.
So I've got this, like, little dog at home. Whatever. It's, like, 11 pounds. And lately, these two squirrels have been fucking with her nonstop. We let her out. Yeah,
two squirrels. You know you're a small ass dog. Yeah. If squirrels are fucking with you.
Yeah. It's so funny to watch. Like, I stand at the door and I just watch these two squirrels and they just like literally just do crosses around her and she's just like
driving
doing
crazy.
She's just doing circles. It's awesome. I love it.
My mother-in-law had like a pit bull mix. It was a pit bull boxer mix, I think. Fast as shit, used to chase down squirrels and stuff in the yard. Well, the dog eventually started to lose its sight, and you knew that the vision was getting real bad. The dog one time chased after a squirrel and like, bam, like Wile E. Coyote'd like right into the fucking fence. Yeah, it was okay. Dog was fine. Right, just knocked itself a little bit silly, but dog ended up being fine. But you could tell from then on, it was like, you got to like really keep an eye on this dog if he's going to be charging 30 miles an hour into a fence.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs, and I meant to say this to you last week, and I forgot. As both of you being dog lovers, have you ever looked up a Pomsky?
Yes.
Yes. They are so
freaking
cute.
Yeah. That's an awesome looking little dog.
You want to see really an awesome looking little dog? I don't know what the combined name of it is, but there was I saw a dog that was a golden retriever corgi mix. I wanted an army of them.
I have to look that up. Yeah. You know what? I'm not a big fan of the corgi.
Neither am I.
You're both idiots.
Corgis, I don't know why.
Man. You're horrible people.
They're a little golden, overrated.
Golden retrievers are a good dog.
They are.
Rich.
Damn right they are.
Is that what your dog? Is a golden retriever?
Yeah.
They shed a lot.
Yeah
but a lot. Okay, look at this. Look at this thing.
That's really, really fucking cute.
Is it little?
Yeah.
Or is that just a puppy?
No, it's a little dog.
Yeah.
It's basically like you took a shrink ray to a golden retriever.
Okay.
I like that
in the mini versions of dogs. Yeah. They're pretty cool.
Don't get me wrong. Golden retrievers are my favorite, and our intern is a golden retriever, so it's fine. So we have to really.
Our intern's name is Sunshine.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's my intern.
But
you guys can.
He's a big dog, though.
Yeah, he's 100 pounds.
Yeah. That big ass dogs. I didn't realize that. I don't know why. Like, my cousin had two golden retrievers growing up because they lived for, quite a long time. But I guess I never realized because the dog, didn't, there are some dogs where they're big because they're pains in the ass and they're jumping on you and stuff.
Nope.
This dog, didn't do any of that.
No, they're absolute sweethearts.
Rich and Rachel have a cool golden retriever.
Yeah, mine's cooler. I'm just throwing it out there.
Theirs was in their wedding party.
Yeah, well, if I
had like a tie and shit on.
I'm all for that. I am all for dogs and wedding parties.
Yeah?
100%.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. I think instead of a bouquet, you should just have a whole bunch of puppies.
I would assume that you're against throwing them to people, though.
No, you hand them out afterward.
Okay.
You don't throw the puppies. That's horrifying.
Well, I mean, normally you throw the bouquet,
I understood what he was going for, Dave. Thank you for explaining the joke. That makes it funnier.
If I went to a wedding and they handed me a puppy, I'd be like, give me my card back. I come to your wedding, give me fucking responsibility? What's wrong with you? The fuck out of here. I'm leaving after cocktail hour. But my wife really wants one of these Pomskis. And I don't know, man. I so badly do not want a dog.
It's so much work, but it's so worth it.
Not for me. I ain't taking care of it. But
you say that.
No,
Once it's in the house, you will.
You got to... You got to trust me on this one. Your boy's not taking care of this fucking dog. But, she I don't know. I got to wait and see. If she enlists the help of a certain someone that I can't say no to, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
All right.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Let her know
about.
I'll help.
And yes, I meant Ed.
Yeah.
Who else could you possibly be talking about?
Definitely not me.
So
yeah, that's for sure.
This just in from the Nearly Coherent News Network.
Lay it on me.
Uh-oh. Big news.
Pie is ready.
Yahtzee.
We're out.
Talk to you next week, folks.